You know, our Jimmy John's new 9-grain wheat sub has the perfect amount of grains.
Freak, yeah, it does. Any less, it'd be grain lacking. Any more, it'd be obnoxious.
9 grains. It's just so confident. I mean, it says I'm high quality, I'm substantial, I'm flavorful, but I don't have to prove myself to anyone.
This 9-grain wheat sub is practically an inspirational poster.
I want to possess the character and depth of this 9-grain wheat sub.
You guys talking about being that 9-grain wheat sub again?
Try our new 9-grain wheat sub, Jimmy John's. Wheat, yeah, freak, yeah.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 3939 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3939.
It's time for the Bombers post-game show. Let's take you back to the stadium with the voice of Mountain Home Bomber football, Brad Haworth.
Well, Searcy wins it by a score of 61-20 tonight over Mountain Home. The Lions improved to 7-2 overall, 4-2 in league play. Bombers fall to 0-9 and 0-6. Our drive of the game brought to you by Strider Consulting for all your surveying and engineering needs. Contact Strider Consulting, engineering for the future. Bobby, you and I didn't have a chance to talk about this, but tell you what, I thought that opening drive from Mountain Home, they marched 56 yards and it only took them 6 plays. That run by Tabor was a 41-yard touchdown run.
41-yard touchdown run was a – I'd have to agree with you. You know, normally you don't ask my opinion on these things. You just go ahead and do them, but I'd have to agree with you on that.
Tough night for the Bombers, especially defensively. We'll take one more break, come back, and wrap it up in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Bombers post-game show will continue in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you ready to take a trip? With all the amenities and no headache, there's no better time than now. Visit Professional Travel Services' new location, 104 East 7th Street, next to Alley Abstract, downtown on the Mountain Home Square. They'll help you start planning your holiday travels to visit tropical destinations or book your cruise adventure. They'll handle all the details for your trip while you relax and make memories. Traveling just got easier by choosing Professional Travel Services. Call 425-7666. The only way to see the world is with Professional Travel Services.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
You know, our Jimmy John's new 9-grain wheat sub has the perfect amount of grains.
Freak, yeah, it does. Any less, it'd be grain lacking. Any more, it'd be obnoxious.
9 grains. It's just so confident. I mean, it says I'm high quality, I'm substantial, I'm flavorful, but I don't have to prove myself to anyone.
This 9-grain wheat sub is practically an inspirational poster.
I want to possess the character and depth of this 9-grain wheat sub.
You guys talking about being that 9-grain wheat sub again?
Try our new 9-grain wheat sub, Jimmy John's. Wheat, yeah, freak, yeah.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 3939 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3939.
Now back to the Bombers post-game show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Searcy, where the Lions have won it by a score of 61-20 this evening. Let's get our Dirty Jersey Award presented by Pete's Cleaners, located at 352 East 9th Street in Mountain Home. Pete's Cleaners offers dry cleaning, pressing, and minor alterations, and they can get your dirty jerseys clean too. Brock Ogier tonight. Bobby had a good night on both sides of the ball.
He did. He was forced into duty on both sides of the football. You know, defense gave up a bunch of points tonight, but he had some nice tackles from his linebacker spot. And once again, had to fill in at the fullback spot and ran the ball pretty well when he had to, and also took some big licks at fullback. So, yeah, he stood out a little bit tonight in that aspect.
Our next broadcast comes up next Thursday night. The season wraps up at home against West Memphis. It'll be senior night, and we would love to see a big crowd out there for the final game of the season for this Mountain Home football team. Again, the final score, Searcy wins it 61-20. That's going to do it for the broadcast from Searcy. And of course, we've got the scoreboard, statewide scoreboard show coming up at 9:20. But first, Matt will check scores for us around the state when we continue with Bomber football next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the Bombers postgame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7. For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative members have 24/7 access to their account through the member account portal at naeci.com. After logging in, you can view your bill, make a payment, and see your daily usage. In addition to the portal at naeci.com, you always can stop by the co-op's office or call 870-425-2141. At NAEC, membership has advantages.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Texting enrolls for alerts and offers via automatic text message. Message and data rates may apply.
Has dinner got you down? Sick of awful frozen meals or unhealthy fast food? Don't despair, because Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test, giving away three full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. All fresh ingredients with Martha's delicious and easy recipes. You're eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get three free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word BITE to 246810. It's so easy. Text us now. Martha and Marley Spoon meals are easy, simple, and delicious. And right now, Martha wants you to enjoy three of her best 30-minute meals for free, so you can save time and enjoy eating dinner again. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get your three free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text BITE to 246810. That's BITE to 246810. BITE to 246810.
The Bombers postgame show continues with another Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Let's go back inside the studio with Matt Sharp.
And good evening one last time from the studio as, again, Mountain Home falls to Searcy in its road finale tonight. Final score, Lions win over the Bombers 61-20. Let's take a look at what else is going on. First off, in the 6A East, Searcy is tied for fourth in Class 6A. And right now, the Hurricane, last update, we're leading Sylvan Hills 31-7 in the third quarter. Marion is tied with Jonesboro for that number four ranking. And at last update, the Patriots were up on Jacksonville 42-0 at halftime. And West Memphis, who is ranked 10th in the state overall, second in Class 6A, getting quite a challenge from Pine Bluff right now. Last score we had was halftime. The Blue Devils and Zebras knotted up at 14. On the local level, Yellow Summit had a 12-point lead at one point against Mountain View, but the Yellow Jackets have come back up and tied the Panthers 18-all in the fourth quarter. Salem looking to remain unbeaten in conference play, and looks like they most likely will. Fourth quarter, the Greyhounds up on East Poinsett County 30-6. Melbourne is idle this week. Marshall playing at Clinton, who is ranked second in Class 3A, and it was the Yellow Jackets beating the Bobcats tonight 48-0. Harrison, who is ranked second in Class 5A, beat up on Huntsville by a score of 56-14. In addition, this evening, some area schools up in Missouri in beginning district play tonight as West Plains shut out Cape Girardeau Central tonight by a score of 61-0. So, Zizzers will keep home field advantage for their next game in the district semifinals. Hollister tonight playing at Seneca, and it was the Tigers getting eliminated by a score of 43-7. Forsyth playing at Ava this evening, and last score of the was from the second quarter. The Panthers were losing to the Bears 44-0. And Branson losing to Republic by a score of 20-3. That was last score from the end of the third quarter. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that we haven't yet got to, number one, North Little Rock has made a comeback after being down 3 touchdowns. The Charging Wildcats have scored the last 4. It is the number one Charging Wildcats, leading second-ranked Bryant 28-21 in the final period. Number three, Conway, is up on Little Rock Catholic 59-14 in the fourth quarter. Number four, Greenwood, who is also number one in Class 6A, up on Sheridan, 35-0 was the last score we had from halftime. Number five, Bentonville, is leading Springdale. Actually, they defeated Springdale tonight 42-7. Fayetteville, who is in a three-way tie for sixth, ended up beating Heritage tonight 56-7. Bentonville West is among that three-way tie as well. Last score we had, they were up on Van Buren of 38-10. And the other team in that three-way tie is Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number one in Class 5A. The Bruins leading Watson Chapel 37-14 in the fourth quarter. And number nine, Warren, who is also number one in Class 4A, leading Hamburg 36-14 in the fourth quarter. Only one game we haven't yet got to in the Class 6A Top 5, and that is number 3, Benton, leading Lake Hamilton. The last score we had was 20-12 at halftime. Among the Class 5A Top 5 games that we haven't yet mentioned, number 3, Little Rock Christian, leading Maumelle 52-35 in the third quarter. Fourth-ranked Texarkana up on Hope 45-0. That was the score we had from halftime. And number 5, Little Rock McClellan, ended up beating Hot Springs Lakeside tonight by a score of 44-7. In the Class 4A Top 5 games that we haven't yet mentioned, number 2, Bauxite, is, I believe, losing. Actually, they ended up losing to Arkadelphia tonight by a score of 24-12. Number 3, Joe T. Robinson, hosting Ashdown tonight down in Little Rock. And it is last score he had. Senators up 28-0 at halftime. Number 4, Stuttgart, up on Lone Oak 34-0 in the third quarter. And number 5, Jonesboro Westside, is losing to Truman in the fourth quarter 35-25. Among the Class 3A Top 5 games that we haven't yet mentioned, number 1, Boonville, leading Lamar by a score of 28-7 in the fourth quarter. It is number 3, Smackover, getting the victory tonight over Bismarck 66-6. Number 4, Ryzen, ended up beating Barton tonight 44-12. And number 5, Prescott, was a 40-0 winner at Camden Harmony Grove. And in the Class 2A Top 5, number 1, Hazen, up on Mariana Lee 70-18 in the fourth quarter. Number 2, Foreman, shut out Murfreesboro tonight 44-0. It was number 3, Mount Ida, playing number three Mount Ida losing to Gurdon tonight 14-6. Number 4, Junction City, was a 48-7 winner over Hector. And number 5, Conway Christian, leading Magnet Cove at halftime. The score there was 28-21. So that's a look at what else has been going on in the state and in the area. I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. Again, want to remind you that next week will be the Mountain Home season finale. It will be senior night at Bomber Stadium as the Bombers will play host to the Blue Devils of West Memphis. So we hope to see you out there. But if you can't make it out, we'll have the game for you right here on Classic Hits 101.7. So again, want to thank Brad Hallworth and Bob Bird out at the stadium. I want to thank you all for listening to us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp reminding you our final score tonight, the Searcy Lions 61 and the Mountain Home Bombers 20. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to the Bombers Post Game Show on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home Bomber Football has been brought to you by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Centennial Bank, Dewey and Sons Plumbing, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Professional Travel Services, and the Salvation Army. Join us again next time the Bombers take the field for more Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.